Jesus is enough. Man, we was on. Man, I'll tell you, Jesus is enough. Let me just leave it right there. I don't want to get into nothing. Jesus is enough. And if you don't have Jesus, you're empty. And you're bankrupt and you're in bad shape. Man, there's a lot going on in the world we live in. Nothing different from the Old Testament. Same thing. But I want to give you something this morning. Don't sell out. I don't know who this word is for. I don't know. I have no clue who this word is for, okay? It has burnt in my heart. Don't sell out. Take it ever how you want to take it. Don't sell out. I don't know. I'm fixing to preach you a word. Don't sell out. I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about spiritually. Don't you sell out. Don't you settle. Don't you sell out. Don't you think there's somewhere a better way? Don't sell out. You stick by the stuff. No matter what comes your way, you stick with it. Don't sell out. You see it and I see it. Man, people are selling out. They're leaving. They're getting gone. They don't want what God would have for them. But this morning, I want to preach a title to you, Don't Sell Out. And I want to tell you and show you there's no other way that Satan wants you to sell out but one way. And I want to show you this morning. He's got the same old tricks, the same old. And that's what we got to be aware against this morning. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to 1 Kings chapter number 21. 1 Kings chapter number 21. And we're going to read the first 6 verses. If you're in here this morning and you've been selling out, and you've been selling God short, and you've been doing the things of this world, and you've been living with the things of this world, this morning would be a good time to get away from the things of this world and get back to the things of God. Amen? Don't sell out. Don't quit. You're not for sale. Listen to me this morning. If you're saved, you've been bought with a price. You're not for sale. Don't you sell out. Don't let Satan come whisper in your ear. Don't even get around him. You are not for sale. Let me back up then. Your preacher is not for sale. I'm going to stand on the word and I'm going to preach this word because this word's the only thing going to do us any good. Amen. 1 Kings 21, if you find your place, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Don't sell out. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace, 1 Kings 21, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spoke unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said unto Ahab, the Lord forbid it me that I should give thee inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken unto him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face, and he would not eat bread. But Jezebel his wife came to him and said unto him, why is thy spirit so sad? For thou eatest no bread. And he said unto her, because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite. And he said unto him, give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give it thee my vineyard. Father, I love you and I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the written word this morning, Father. Lord, I thank you for the songs that we sung, Father. I thank you that there's no other name but the name of Jesus this morning. Father, I pray for the next few moments that you would illuminate my mind and open my mouth to let me speak what thus saith the word of God says. Lord, let me speak not what I need not speak. Hush my mouth when it needs to be hushed. Make me forget the things I don't need to say, but bring in the remembrance the things that I do need to say. And Father, I'd be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Father, I pray that you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything I say this morning be all about you and nothing about me. Father, there's somebody that's come in this place this morning. There's no way you've burdened my heart this heavy. Father, that they've not walked into this place and they're about at the point they're ready to give up. They're ready to sell out. They're ready to move on. They're ready to see something else. But Father God, this is a vineyard that you've planted. Lord God, you've grown, you've made. And Lord, we give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. And I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning as we get into the Word of God. I want you to know that old Naboth, he had a vineyard. And that vineyard that he had, oh, Ahab, he wanted that vineyard. And Ahab is nothing more than a picture of old Satan himself. And old Naboth had that vineyard, and old Satan wanted what he had. Can I say to you this morning, the old devil, when he tries to get with you, he'll take anything you got. He'll take your wife. He'll take your husband. He'll take your kids. He'll take your family. He'll take your money. He'll take your job. He'll take everything you got. But that ain't what he wants. He wants you. And the reason the attack comes is because he wants you to give up. He wants you to get out. He wants you to say, it's done. I've had enough. I'm finished with this, and I'm ready to give up and get out. But when old Naboth wouldn't sell that vineyard, oh, Ahab got mad, and he had him a plan of what he would do. And this morning, can I say to you what he wanted of Naboth? He wanted his vineyard, or he wanted his inheritance. He wanted what he had already had laid up. And this morning, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Amen. Hey, I've been, man, come on, get alive in this place. Man, I won't take nothing for my journey now. Man, I'm telling you, 17 years following Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, it don't get no better than what God is doing in your life. But this morning I want to say to you, don't sell out. But what will old Satan do when he wants you to sell your inheritance to him? What will old Satan do when he wants what you've got? What will old Satan do when he wants to destroy you? Or what will he go to do that? There's not nothing, no links that he won't go to, hey, to destroy you and have you sell out. Number one, I want you to look with me, if you will. In verse number one, the Bible says, and this vineyard was hard by the palace. And if you don't understand that, that would mean the landlines would run right up by the palace. That landline would run right up where the palace was, and every time old Ahab looked out over the area there, he could see that vineyard. He could see how great it was. He could see how luscious it was, and he wanted what another man has. Can I say to you, if another man has it, it's not yours. Okay. Let me tell you this morning, he'll bribe you. Oh, Satan will bribe you. Number one, write this down. You need this morning. Satan will bribe you to sell out. He will bribe you to sell out. He'll try to give you the better things of this world that you may sell out. And you say, how will he bribe me, preacher? Number one, he'll bribe you by talking to you. Look how near he was, how near, oh, Satan was unto Naboth's vineyard. He said he was right there in line with him, and he was hard to the palace. And Ahab spoke unto Nahab in verse number two, saying, give me thy vineyard, and I will have may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. And he said, I will give you a better vineyard. You know what, though? Satan is trying to sell everybody in this place. He's wanting you to have something better. He's wanting you to have something bigger. He's wanting you to have better than what you've got. Hey, friends, this morning, if you're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, it don't get no better. Man, I'm telling you this morning, he wants to bribe you in what you've got. He said, I'll give you something better. And if you understand about a vineyard, that is nothing more than a vine that would produce grapes, and it would grow out in that area. And he said, I want to give you a better vine. I want to give you a bigger vine. I want to give you a vine that'll grow more. I want to give you a vine that's a lot better than what you got. Hey, if somebody wants what you got, you might make sure to know this. They ain't going to give you nothing better. They're not going to give you something better for something worse. Hey, can I say to you, the only one does that is God Almighty. He takes that old sinful state and gives you a clean slate. Amen. You say, preacher, what's so important about this vine? He wants to bribe you. In John 15:5, the Bible says, I am the vine. He wanted that vine that Nahab had. He wanted his vine. He wanted his vineyard. He wanted what was growing out of him. Hey, this morning, can I say to you, when you get on fire for God and you get close to where God is, oh, Satan's going to whisper in your ear. He's wanting to bribe you that you can do better. You can do bigger. Listen to me this morning. God's on the throne. Amen. He said, I will give you a better vineyard. But in John 15:5, the Bible says, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. When you start producing fruit, beware, oh, Satan's wanting your root. When you start producing fruit, He wants the root of what's making it come alive. He's wanting your faithfulness. He's wanting what you've got in your life. He's wanting that power that God has put on your life. But the Bible also says in John 15:5, but without me, you can do nothing. That vineyard that was growing there of Naboth, you know why it was a successful vineyard? Because God was all in it. God was all in it. If God's all in your life this morning, don't you sell what you got for the things of this world. Don't you sell out. Don't you give up. Don't you. You stick with the word. You stick with the stuff this morning. Here, number one, I say to you, he will bribe you. But number two, when he can't bribe you with a better vineyard, he'll buy you. When he can't bribe you to trade out something for something else, he'll buy you. Can I say to you this morning, you might as well make up in your mind that you're not for sale or you'll be bribed all the way out and bought out. I know people that have sat right where you're at that don't attend church nowhere. They don't even darken the doors. Why, preacher? Because they've been bought out. They've been bribed out. The things of this world looks more better than inside these four walls. The things of the world on Sundays a lot more nicer and a lot more pleasant to the eye than coming in here. Can I say to you that the way is still straight and you must stick with the straight road. You must stick with Jesus this morning. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And this morning when he can't bribe you, when old Satan can't bribe you and try to get what you've got, he will try to buy you. Look what he says. He said, I'll give thee a better vineyard than it. Or, boy, that or. If you don't like the bribe I'm going to give you, I tell you what I'll do, I'll buy it from you. I've heard men say all the time, everything I got for sale but my wife. You better make sure everything you've got for sale besides your salvation and your wife, amen? Husbands, love the wife, love your wife as Christ has loved the church. He said, I tell you what, if you don't think this vineyard over here is better, I'll buy what you got. If you don't like what I'm trying to bribe you with and get you to come on and look and get you all you can get of it and get plenty of it, if it ain't better, if it ain't more than what you think, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll buy it from you. Just make the price. Can I say to you this morning, that old Satan's got money and he got people in high places. I'm telling you right now, hey, the war that you're fighting, the things that's going on in your life, I want you to know this morning, hey, it ain't flesh and blood. It's spiritual. It's in higher places. And this morning, you got to realize that this morning or you'll sell out what God's done in your life. You'll be on fire one day and be completely smoldered out the next. He says, I want you to know, don't you take Satan's bribe and don't you let Satan buy you out. There's a lot of old boys. I go to rehabs and I go to all over the place. I'll tell you this right here. They've been bought out by Satan. He said, it's better over here. You don't like this wife? This wife's better. You don't like these children? These children's better. You don't like this home? This home's better. Everything's better when you follow him, he says. But let me say something to you. He'll sell you something he can't back up. Naboth said, I'll tell you what. He said, I'm not for sale. Are you trying to buy me and bribe me? He said, I'm not for sale. You know what the Bible says in Matthew 16:26? Turn with me there. You know what the Bible says in Matthew 16:26? And I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. But man, God has laid this heavy on my heart. Look with me in Matthew 16:26. He said, preacher, I know when a bribe comes, but don't you buy out neither. Matthew chapter number 16, turn with me there. In verse number 26 this morning, I want to share this with you. Matthew chapter number 16 and verse number 26. And the Bible says, for what is a man profited? What will it profit you this morning if you sell out? What will it profit you this morning if you quit? What will it profit you if you are used to be Christian? What will it profit you if you are used to be church member? What will it profit you if you are used to be deacon? What will it profit me if I'm a used to be preacher? It won't work. You've got to stick with the stuff. He said, for what will it profit a man? He said, what are you going to profit if you sell out now? What if you profited? You followed him 20 years, but if you sell out tomorrow, what good did it do you? Man, there's a lot of folks selling out. They won't stand up and stick up with it and stick by the stuff. But old Naboth said, listen, I may not have much of a vineyard, but what I got's mine. My wife said, anything I preach on Sunday, we go through it all week. She said, can you not preach on something better, bigger, you know, like money or something like that? And old Satan told me there, said, you'd run after it if you did. Me and her just talk back and forth all the time. But let me tell you something, we don't have a whole lot, but boy, she's mine, amen? Husbands, you better get to amen it. What you got beside you is yours. And when you don't think nobody else wants her, somebody else will be knocking on her door. They want your vineyard, they want your vine, they want your offspring, they want what you've got in Christ Jesus. Listen to me this morning. For what is it a profit if he shall gain the whole world? You gain everything this world can give you. You gain everything this world can give you and you lose his own soul. Or he says this morning, he said, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? This morning, can I say to you, don't let him bribe you. Don't let him buy you. And don't let him bluff you. When he can't bribe you and get you to do other things, and the money ain't there to buy you, he'll try to bluff you. He said, preacher, how do you know that? Look with me in verse number 6. It says, Ahab, he's nothing but a crybaby. He's nothing but a wimp, crybaby, because he don't get his way. And what he does, get this picture. Here's what he does. When he don't get his way, he makes sure he gets his way. And here's what he done, Brother J.D. He goes in and he lays and he won't eat and he gets in the corner and he's pouting and snotting and carrying on, laying in the corner. And then his wife walks in. And can I say to you, any Jezebel's got to have an Ahab and Ahab's got to have a Jezebel. They go together. She walks in and she says, what's wrong with you? And he said, Naboth won't give me what I want. What does that sound like to you? The world we live in. Man, I want it so bad. You know how many Christians are wanting the things of this world and the Lord saying, you can't have it. If you're going to follow me, you can't have all that out there. You got to come here. Not to this building, but in the presence of God. And he said, they won't give it to me. And she said, you're the king. You get what you want. Boy, is that not the mentality of the United States of America? You can get what you want. All you got to do is go get it. She said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go get it for you. I'll go get it for you. When you sell out, if you won't sell out, you make sure who's next to you is not willing to sell out neither. Don't you encamp yourself around a lot of people that's willing to sell out. If not, they'll bribe you to sell out. They'll buy you to sell out. And they'll bluff you that, hey, it ain't worth it. Come on, let's sell out. Let me give you this in the Word. Look in verse number 6. I want you to catch this in your Bible this morning. He told Naboth first, he said, I'll give you a better vineyard. And if that don't seem right, I'll buy it from you. But that ain't what he told his wife. Come on, man. But that ain't what he told his wife. He told Naboth, he said, I'll give you a better vineyard or I'll buy it from you. But when he got to where his wife is, that ain't what he told his wife. He said, he reversed it on him. When Satan can't get you the way he's always got you, he'll reverse it on you. He'll just flip the table on you. Look what he says in verse number 6. And he said unto her, because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite and said unto him, give me thy vineyard for money. No, he didn't. He said, we'll trade. Your Bible says we'll trade. But when he can't get his way, he just lies about it. Look what he says. And Naboth the Jezreelite and said unto him, give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. One thing out of that he got right is he's not for sale. He lied. When old Satan can't get what he wants, he'll lie on you and lie about you. And the first person he'll let you lie to or go to with it is going to be your family. What's wrong with you? Nothing wrong with me. Deep down inside, you know you're eat slap up. You know right now you're ready to give up, get out, and get over it. You're ready to just do something different. And old Satan's giving you every ample opportunity. I wonder how many people in here has been bribed. You have. Been bought. It's not for sale. When they can't get you that way, they'll bluff you. This morning, I'm telling you what Satan does. So how do you know that? You know what he did to Jesus in Luke chapter number 4? He took him up to the pinnacle, up to the highest spot, and he said, I will give you. That sounds like Old Testament. I will give you. And three times he told the Lord, he said, I'll give you this if you'll do this. What do you want the Lord Jesus to do? He wanted him to sell out. He wanted him to sell out. He tried to buy him. He tried to bribe him. And he even tried to bluff him. He said, if you'll throw yourself off this pinnacle, I promise you this, that before you hit, he'll take care of you. Jesus knew that. He knew before he hit, he'd send angels and they'd sweep him up. He knew that. But he said, I'm not for sale. Let me show you this in the book this morning, what he wants of yours and what he wants of mine. When he gets to that place and he's trying to bluff you out, John 10:10, the Bible says, if you want to turn there, he's trying to bribe you, he's trying to buy you, and he's trying to bluff you. John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. If he wanted his inheritance, what did he want to, number one, what did he want to steal? He wanted to steal Naboth's opportunity of having a vineyard that God had gave him. Number two, oh, Satan wants to kill your joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Not only wants to steal from you, not only wants to kill you, but he wants to destroy your life. And if you sell out, he'll do all three. The Bible says that he's come to kill, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, and this is where Naboth is, he said, I'm with the one that's come to give me life and that I may have it more abundantly. This morning, I wrote this down. Satan is a liar. When he wants what you've got, number one, he'll try to bribe you. Number two, he'll try to buy you. Number three, he'll try to bluff you. And when he don't get his way with you, he'll try to bury you. He'll make sure he's throwing dirt in your face. He'll make sure he's trying to cover you up. So how do you know that, preacher? She said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go send two men. I want y'all them to watch Naboth. I want them to go watch him every day. I want them to watch him, what he does. And when the time comes to pray to Baal, and that time comes, here's what I want you to do. I want you to watch him. And when he won't bow down and worship, I want you to come back and I want you to tell him that he wouldn't do it. And they'll stone him and they'll kill him. You know what they did? They went out and done exactly what Jezebel wanted done. They went out and watched him. Come that day in his life where he didn't do what wanted to be done. And look with me if you will, in verse 15. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned, 1 Kings 21:15, and was dead, that Jezebel said unto Ahab, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money, for Naboth is not alive but dead. And it came to pass when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab arose up to go down to the vineyard. He's pouted the whole time, but when they finally kill the old boy, he's happy. He's going to get up and go get what ain't his. And he said he went and take possession of it. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise and go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. And behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whether he has gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, this is what the Lord said, I want you to tell him. Thou sayest, the Lord, hast thou killed and hast taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in verse 19, in the place where dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. He said, what you've done is going to cost you. Can you imagine every time old Ahab heard a dog bark, he thought, are they coming to get me? Folks, listen to me. If you sell out for Jesus, and you sell out and go the way of the world, it'll haunt you the rest of your life. I talked to a friend of mine one day on the phone, and I told him, I said, man, I said, you used to go to church, man, you used to love the Lord, you used to be, and I kept talking to him. I said, man, just come on, come visit, get back in. And he said, preacher, you don't have a clue where I'm at. I said, man, I ain't got a clue where you're at. Talk to me, I want to know. He said, you don't want to know where I'm at. I said, yeah, I do. He said, okay, I'm going to tell you where I'm at. He said, when I was in there and I was around God's people, man, the Lord, I could feel the presence of the Lord. I could feel his power. I had a purpose in life to live for him. And he said, I hurt my back. And I had every excuse not to go to church. And I laid out of church the first week, the second week, the fifth week, so on, so forth. And he said, the longer I stayed out, the easier it was to stay away. He said, you've never stayed out of church, have you? I said, no, I ain't had the opportunity to. He said, what do you mean, preacher? God knew where I was at. That's why he put me in the position I was in, because he knew if I did, I'd stay out. Listen to me. And he said, you don't know how hard it is to go back and to get back where you need to be. He said, everything's come to my way. Every Sunday I get up, every Wednesday I get up, every day of my life, I got an excuse not to pray, not to go, and not to do. I've got every excuse under the sun. He said, there's a time in my life I said I wouldn't sell out, but I'd stick with the stuff. And he said, now I've sold out. He said, preacher, what do you mean by that? Can I say to you that just as they killed Naboth, just as that happened, Naboth didn't lose nothing. He didn't lose nothing, Brother J.D. I believe it's Matthew chapter number 10 and verse number 28, I believe. The guys have put it on the board. I want to show you something. Can I say to you, Elijah didn't sell out when he had to go tell Naboth what he needed to do? He told him. Can I say to you, Jesus didn't sell out? He had every opportunity to sell out and get out, but he didn't. Because he went to that cross to die for you and to die for me. And can I say to you this morning, you and I do not need to sell out. Stick with the stuff. He said, preacher, you don't know the pressure I'm under. You don't know what's going on. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Everything's pulling for me. Everybody in this room's got stuff pulling at them. Wanting them to quit doing and quit going and quit. This weekend we got to go on a mission trip up just a couple of days. And man, I did not need to go. I told Brent that. Brent, you've done a fine job leading it too, son. I'm proud of you. Proud of you, man. You melt my heart. Man, I'm proud of you. Man, I got up there on that mission trip. I did not need to go. But I had to go. You ever know when you got every excuse under the sun not to go, and the list is long, and everything on that list is true. Everything on that list is right. Everything on that list, if you stay back and do it, will be correct because it's part of the ministry or part of your life. It's correct. But in my heart and in my soul, I said, I got to go. And man, I received a blessing. And the blessing I received, I got to hear a man get up on Thursday night and tell how he couldn't sell out. I had a guy get up on the next morning, spoke his heart out, how he couldn't sell out, how he had to stick with it. He said, well, I didn't speak on that, but that's what God spoke to me. I mean, you ever been in a service and said, man, that preacher, y'all hear what he said? You're like, he didn't say that. Man, you didn't hear that sermon. He didn't say that. And you say, okay. It wasn't him, but it was the preacher. He spoke to me. And then we rocked on. Brother Dave gave a word. Man, it was right for me. Don't sell out. Then Brother Whooper got up, spoke a word. Man, it stirred my heart. Don't sell out. Then Brother Eric got up and spoke a word. Don't sell out. And the only thing screamed in my spirit is don't sell out. Man, when you sell out and you live the way of the world, it's going to cost you more than you ever know. It'll keep you longer than you ever want to stay. It'll make you go further than you ever want to go. The Bible says in Matthew 10, 28, and fear not them which kill the body. Naboth wasn't scared of Ahab. He stood his ground. Like an old fence post, he just stood there. He stood there. He said, preacher, what are you going to do? I made up my mind. I'm just going to stand there. Like an old fence post. And I'm going to stand behind the old King James Bible. And I'm going to preach because that's what he wants. He wants your old-time religion. He'll give you something new in your lap. He'll give you something new. Easier to read, easier to comprehend. He'll give you something new. He wants to steal your joy, man, when you come in and smiling and just glad to be there. Amen? Man, I come home yesterday, hadn't seen my boy in 48 hours. When I come in, he didn't hate me. You know what he did? He climbed up my lap and kissed me on the neck. And he said, Paul. Ain't your papa, I'm your daddy, boy. Done my heart good. Done my heart good. Because I knew I was out of place this weekend. Done my heart good. So I got snot and carrying on. Y'all know how it is. Man, that spirit got so thick like it is right here this morning. But when that spirit ain't like it needs to be, make sure you ain't sold out. So, preacher, I got to. No, you ain't got to. You can take time and say, I'm not for sale. The things of this world is not going to move me. I'm not for sale. The Bible says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Fear not them which is able to kill the body, but the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. If everybody in this room got a hold of this, that this ain't your final destination right here. that you're just a pilgrim passing through. If you could just see what's going to come after this life, child of God, you'd say, I'm not for sale. I won't do it. I won't do it. You can't bribe me enough. I'm not for sale. I can't look at that on the phone. I won't look at it. I'm not for sale. I won't listen to that kind of music. I'm not for sale. You dig and preach. No, I'm just telling you, I'm not for sale. You won't let that cussing go on your TV because I'm not for sale. That's not mine. You'll watch what goes in your refrigerator. You'll watch what goes on in your home because you're not for sale. Things come your way trying to buy you out and trying to get you to do. I'm not for sale. And when it comes blowing smoke trying to bluff you, you'll say, I'm not for sale. They may come a day they're going to bury this body, but it's not going to stay down. Because Brother Brad, the one that I'm following, he didn't stay in the grave. Jesus didn't stay in the grave. And I'm not going to stay in the grave. And you know what old Naboth knew? He said, y'all might kill me, but you can't kill my soul. This morning, if you've been even thinking about selling out, giving up and giving out, I'd be in this altar and I'd be rebuking Satan in the name of Jesus all the days of my life. Because if it ain't come to your door yet, it's coming. Just give it time. And your response ought to be, I'm not for sale. Father, I love you and I thank you for this day. I thank you for the word that you burned on my heart. Father, there's a phone call every day in people's lives that has them an opportunity to sell out. Father, there's things that come to our phones every day that when we answer it and listen, say, is it even worth it? Man, I'm praying, I'm begging, is it even worth it? And I want to tell them this morning in the name of Jesus, it is worth it. It's worth it all just to follow you. Because you've never let us down and you never will. You're so faithful in what you do. And when it looks doom and gloom, you show up and show out. And Lord, this morning, for that one that says, man, I come in here, but I didn't mean to be here. Yes, they did. There's so much pulling at us in this world. And no matter what comes our way, we must have that mindset that I'm not for sale. And Lord, whoever I'm talking to this morning, I pray you give them enough courage, enough unction from the Holy Ghost to get up in their seat and get in this altar and say, Lord, I'm not for sale. Though none go with me, I'll still follow. All the way. All the way. It's in Jesus' name. And all of God's people say.